One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Christmas isn't a season, it is a feeling. Enda Ferber. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, and everyone. Do you know what? We will leave that in, but take two. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, everyone in between. I hope you're having a good day and the day you deserve. Merry Christmas. Welcome back to This Is Stuart. Hey, it's Stuart, and I am so thankful that you have joined me here today as we embark on the journey of self-discovery, finding joy and fulfillment in ourselves. Taking each day as it comes and truly learning what it means to be happy within ourselves. If you enjoy what you hear and believe in the power of spreading positivity, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to our podcast across all social platforms. Your engagement fuels this mission to reach the hearts and the minds of more people, especially in 2024. Together, let's amplify the next year with this message of self-growth, resilience, wellness, and a joy to as many beautiful souls as possible. Okay, now that we have the business side out of the way, let's jump into today's episode. We are aptly titling this episode, Rediscovering the Christmas Spirit Within. So to give a bit of context, we are delving into this topic that affects many of us during the holiday season. Feeling lonely at Christmas. It's a time often filled with reflection and gathering and celebrations because it's almost seen as a marker, a checkpoint in our lives. We have made it through another year. Let us celebrate. Let us reflect on how we have progressed, how we have evolved, how we have improved over the last year, who we have met, who we have lost, who we have said goodbye to. And for one reason or another, it's a reminder of feeling disconnected or undervalued in our personal journey. Excuse me. I recently reconnected with a long-term friend. We haven't spoken in ages, and obviously over Christmas, you know, we were both free in the same place, visiting family, and we said we'd meet up. And during the conversation, there was a forced merriment and positivity. But we weren't connected enough anymore to actually openly and comfortably ask, what is wrong? Or how is life going? We were very facetious. You know, constant travel, constant work, constant heartache. And for whatever reason, we both knew that we were acquaintances and we were friends, but we were never going to be as close as what we were. We had just grown apart in our lives. We'd gone down separate paths and journeys, and though I know I valued my relationship with them, I was happy for where they had gone in their life and what they're doing now. And for some reason, that made me feel so lonely at Christmas. We can't hold on to relationships in the sense that we keep it forever if we demand the affection, the attention, the adoration. We have to let them go. We have to let them play their course in life, in my life, in their life, in our lives. It's almost like loving a flower, and I love using this analogy. If you love a flower, you will let it grow and bloom and thrive. If you like a flower, you're going to pluck it and show everyone. And then that flower will wither and it will die. Now, I'm not saying friendships and relationships are like a flower that inevitably are going to wither and die. But it all depends how you look on the circumstance. Sorry, I'm going off topic. I had this sense of loneliness, even though there are so many beautiful people in my life online, communities built around this mental health, physical fitness, the social media aspect, the acting, the communities in so many diverse platforms and scopes of life, and yet I felt like the only person in the world. I could hear the echoes of my footsteps, which was very poignant. I don't know why my heart felt so empty in this moment, but it was a case of maybe I just wasn't filled with the Christmas spirit. Or, what shall we say? It's exploring and overcoming the emotions of rediscovering what it means to be truly content in ourselves. Like, what is the loneliness phenomenon? From societal pressures and personal expectations that we often amplify on relationships, it leads to feelings of loneliness. Well, at least I can only speak for myself. I had so much expectations in the relationships around me growing up, and even still do. And when those expectations aren't met, it feels like I'm the one who is in the wrong and undervalued and underappreciated. Addressing, I think it's a myth, so addressing it and being surrounded by people equates to not feeling lonely, because you'd be content with your own presence, if that makes sense. I apologize, my notes are kind of all over the place, but like, to deep dive into this loneliness phenomenon during the holidays, I'm currently looking at Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty and Mo Gawat's Solver Happy. I will constantly go back to this book for the simple and stupid happiness equation, and I apologize, Mr. Gawat, if you ever do hear this. I think it's so simple, the fact that I have to relearn this every single time. It's now just stupid to me. I know the equation. Where our happiness resides in our perception of events in our lives, but we take away our expectations of how the life should behave or play out, because the universe is in a constant state of flow, and you can never predict what's going to happen in the future, just as much as you can never change your past. You can only live right now in the present and flow with it. But whenever I do come into this state of isolation and loneliness, where it doesn't come from a place of development or solitude, I do have to remind myself of what happiness truly is and take away my expectations of what I expected it to be. It's the exact same thing as like saying, you know, the societal pressure that I put myself under and the personal expectations during this holiday season will magnify that isolation. I really want to emphasize that our loneliness stems from an internal narrative that we play within ourselves. And I always say, your words hold power. So if you can change the dialogue in your mind, the narrative that is playing your script, you will change your perception and your perspective of your life. We suffer more in imagination than reality. Totally just cited that from Think Like a Monk. But it indicates that our thoughts often magnify our sense of isolation. In Solve for Happy, Mr. Gawat would ask us to try and understand what our perceived lack of connection during Christmas is, because it isn't solely an external circumstance, but our internal interpretations. I recently made a Welcome to Ireland video. I haven't made one of those in a while. I would love to bring those back and travel to more places. But one of the main reasons I stopped doing those was because I felt so isolated trying to make them. And it wasn't down to anyone but myself. For many reasons, being in large groups and talking to my phone, I never invited people to travel with me. I always felt like people were staring and judging me during the time. And then I went and made one there for Christmas. And I went to a Christmas market, a Christmas festival at a castle, a Christmas pantomime. And I honestly felt so secure and grounded in myself, yet around amidst all these crowds. And it became because my expectations of what it meant to be in a group did not affect my mindset of the fact that I was completely alone. And then putting that back to the conversation with my friend, where I felt so isolated and by myself, I was thinking, it all comes down to my expectations versus my reality. My internal narrative had reframed what loneliness actually was to me. Because I'd actually stopped comparing what I expected, what it meant to be truly lonely. As Mo aptly says, happiness is found when you stop comparing yourself to other people. But like, taking a cue from Mel Robbins and, you know, her powerful concept, I will always go back to this, the 5-second rule. If you can interpret a negative thought pattern, you can change it instantly. I mean, you can change anything about your life by disrupting the feelings of loneliness and taking immediate action towards reframing your perspective. I mean, by amalgamating the teachings of just Jay and Mo and Mel, you can tackle the roots of loneliness during Christmas. Understanding that our thoughts shape our reality, with an immediate and intentional action, we can challenge these negative emotions and pave the way towards feeling more connected within ourselves and fulfilling the holiday experience. Because Christmas, it is not about the gatherings. They are beautiful and they are amazing to feel connected and around people. It is not about the gifts, though the appreciation show when you do receive one is heartwarming. It is not about the festive decorations or the ornaments, the Santas and the mangers. It is a feeling of joy and contentment and togetherness within yourself. And with this, then you spread that joy like light to other people around you. That is the Christmas spirit. I'm really going off topic, but I think it came from the fact that there was an interesting moment where, you know, I thought I had to not so much placate or perform for someone else's expectations of what they thought they saw of me or their inability to see my worth, but it was just the fact that we slip so easily into these narratives that then fuel the negative emotions within ourselves. I mean, if we can just weave together the idea that being empowered to unwrap the genuine, authentic version of who you are within yourself and giving yourself that grace to be in solitude, to appreciate your value, that would be the genuine Christmas spirit that you then give to others, because you're dismantling limiting beliefs and living authentically. Like, within our power to redefine a season, finding joy and fulfillment that transcends external validations or who's got the best toy, who's been around the most people, who is invited to how many New Year's parties, or who is someone to kiss when the ball drops. I hope that makes sense. I really don't know anymore. I feel like majority of these podcasts are coming down to the fact that we're learning to value ourselves, and there's so many different sideballs and swipes that kind of push us three steps back and change our perspective, and then we realize that it's just the same thing. Holding yourself to a higher standard, an authentic standard, and knowing that your value is not diminished by another person's perception or societal expectations. And having that self-compassion for yourself during challenging times. Christmas for many, many people has always been seen as that checkpoint, and also as the time when they don't have what everyone else has. And that doesn't just come down from social status or societal, who's got the most presents under the tree. It's that quintessential and beautiful, beautiful family nuclear image. You know the one I'm on about. Merry Christmas, everyone, Tiny Tim. And we long for that, we do. We as humans, as people, you know, we are a communal species. We want the community. We want to be valued. We want to give to others. And when we don't have that in ourselves, we strive and we seek it in so many different ways and places. And sometimes it is quite despondent. Now, I'm not saying this is it for everyone. If it could only just be for me, this is how I feel. But then you have moments of pure, authentic joy. I know I'm going to love Christmas tomorrow with my family, and we're going to do the best we can, you know, with the year that we've had. But today, my mom, my brothers, and I, we all went down to collect my father. And we dressed up my little brother in my Santa costume. And Dad was finishing work very late. So, like, we were waiting. It was kind of dark. And then we saw him come out. So we got my little bro to hide and then jump out and scare him as Santa. But the look of surprise and genuine joy on my father's face, I mean, like, I'm going to keep that. Those are the moments of connection we truly need with people, with ourselves. We don't need to placate to what society says that we need during the festive season. I think if there was genuine joy, even a brief moment like that, it would be a lot easier to hold on and remember that it's not from external factors, but an internal state. And how happiness is not determined by what's happening around you, but what's happening within you. And how you can then share that with other people. I'm very sentimental in today's episode. I do apologize. I just think, looking back on the year that we've had, such valuable, genuinely valuable moments that have shaped me very much, I am excited for the future. And I don't think I deserve to feel as lonely as I do with such loving, caring souls around me. So I kind of had to give myself a little bit of a chip on the shoulder, cop on. But as we draw the curtains, I guess, not only on today's episode, but on this year, I hope that you embrace the spirit of the season for yourself. In the midst of everything you know you're celebrating Christmas or not, may the essence of joy and connection and fulfillment resonate with you. It's not about the ornaments or the festivities. It's about the warmth that we can find within ourselves and that we share with others. So, from me here at, I guess this is Stuart, thank you for being on your journey. I wish you a very Merry Christmas. May your days be filled with self-discovery, connection, and an unwavering fulfillment and passion, no matter what path you tread. Thank you for being a part of my journey. Straight true to who you are, spread kindness, and continue embracing the beauty of your unique existence. Until next time, from the depths of my heart, I wish you all the happiness and fulfillment in your life. Have a good day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.